This bullet casing contains critical information that law enforcement officials can use to identify the weapon that fired the bullet. They are aided by a new ballistics technology called micro-stamping. Todd Lizotte is the inventor. He explained how micro-stamping works at a recent demonstration in Washington, D.C.
The technology is pretty straightforward. We understand that under certain pressures, the metal will emboss itself, even if it's a very fine feature.
Lizotte says if the make, model, and serial number of a pistol are etched on the pistol's interior surfaces, those characters are imprinted on each cartridge case when the handgun is fired. So this micro-stamping technology will allow investigators to link cartridge casings that they find at crime scenes to the weapon used in the crime. Representative Javier Becerra of California arranged the demonstration. He and Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts are working to introduce a federal micro-stamping bill in the U.S. Congress that would require new semi-automatic handguns to be equipped with micro-stamping technology. A similar bill has been introduced in the California General Assembly.
There are ways that we can reduce the gun violence in America in a smart way, in an effective way, and in a way that doesn't infringe on anyone's personal ownership rights.
The micro-stamping technology is hailed by gun control advocates. Josh Horowitz is the executive director of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. He says micro-stamping will enhance an existing gun tracing system.
We already have a trace system. We know how to trace guns. Congress has authorized and built a trace center. Micro-stamping would just allow you to access the trace center, get the data, which is who purchased that firearm, without the firearm.
Research by the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence and the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence shows that of the nearly 2,400 homicides in California in 2004, more than 60% were committed with handguns. The groups estimate micro-stamping would cost manufacturers only between 50 cents and $1 per firearm. They say the new technology is a crime-solving promise in the future and will help make America a safer place to live. Amy Katz, VOA News.